We have Owen Bennett on the line, who is, I think you're the main, what's the position, the president of the Australians Unemployed Union, is that correct?
That's right, Jacob.
All right, so I guess maybe we can sort of start off to talk about, you know, maybe about the work to, for listeners, to start off with what is the kind of work that the Unemployed Workers Union and campaigns that they've been involved in as of late?
The main work we're doing at the moment is trying to help unemployed workers deal with job agencies. There is no service out there at the moment that offers that assistance, and there has never been. The government expects, you know, about 880,000 unemployed workers to deal with these private companies who are being contracted out to run employment services without any assistance, even though, you know, there's a clear conflict of interest there, where these privately owned job agencies exist to make money, and you've got unemployed workers on the other end who are trying to get a leg up in life. And so there's just this conflict that goes on at job agencies across Australia, where unemployed workers don't really know what their rights are because the system is quite complicated, and job agencies take advantage of that by pushing them into outcomes that actually benefit them financially but don't really benefit the unemployed workers. So that's our main function at the moment, you could say, and we have a hotline that we encourage unemployed workers to call for free, and we give them advice on their rights at these job agencies.
Can you give an example of what sort of things unemployed people would be pushed into by these agencies?
Sure. Well, when this new contract came in, this job agency contract, because it changes every so often, every sort of 3 or 4 years. So this current contract that the Abbott government introduced in 2015 is going to go for 5 years. So it's a really quite a big contract. It's going to go until 2020. But yeah, under this contract, they expanded Work for the Dole quite a lot, and Work for the Dole became the centerpiece of the program in many ways. You have to do it for 6 months of the year, every year, although just recently that's actually been, it's been changed, to you do it after 1 year of unemployment. I think the government is sort of realizing how much of a disaster Work for the Dole was, and how much these job agencies were just bullying people into it. So I'll give you an example. We get a lot of calls from people who aren't eligible for Work for the Dole for a number of different reasons. Quite a common one is that they are already in paid work, which means they're ineligible for Work for the Dole because they're receiving a reduced rate of Newstart due to the income that they're reporting. And these job agencies just make it up on the spot and say, no, you have to work for the Dole, because that gets them an outcome, and it looks better for them on paper when the next contract comes around. But that's all the job agency is really concerned with, is their end of the bargain, and they really don't care about the unemployed worker and forcing them into all kinds of cruel and unusual activities. And another really common one is people are being forced to attend more appointments than they should be attending. So under the Job Active Deed, which is what we've combed through, and we've produced a lot of material on that, you know, unemployed workers' rights booklets online, you know, we've got a lot of material that we've taken from the contract that these job agencies just haven't seemed to have read. And because the government doesn't really police the industry, they can just get away with pushing people into all sorts of unfair activities. But another really common one is unemployed workers being forced to attend, say, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 appointments per week. And you're only meant to attend 1 appointment per month. But these job agencies just want to push people into attending lots of activities, keep them very busy, really unnecessarily, just going in there and just doing nothing, effectively. What's called Job Club, which is basically going on the internet, which a lot of people could do at home or do in their own time. But the whole name of the game here is just to make the experience of unemployment so unpleasant, so, you know, quite horrible and degrading, because it pushes people out into the labour market really forcefully and says you have to accept anything that comes along because this experience of unemployment is so terrible and so humiliating. And that benefits business in the long run because wages and conditions put quite a strong downward pressure on wages and conditions. So that's really the game here. It's a big stick to beat unemployed workers over the head with to benefit business.
Yeah. I guess maybe going on is, what can you tell us about the forum that you have organised this coming Sunday as a way of promoting it, Solving Our Job Agency Crisis?
Yes, that's right. Well, this issue is just hasn't been given any publicity, any attention, really, despite it being, you know, in such a dysfunctional and punitive system where it's, as I said before, it's putting 880,000 unemployed workers through the ringer a lot of the time. And we're releasing at this event on Sunday at the Unitarian Church at 2 p.m., we're releasing our yearly report of our hotline, which really exposes just the dysfunction that's going on in the system and the punitive nature of the system. You know, we've found that, you know, through the calls we've come through, more than half of the calls we've had have involved some sort of bullying, whether it be pushing people into those activities like I mentioned, into work for the dole, not recognising their medical conditions, you know, unfairly penalised. But the penalties that's going on in the system now is just completely outrageous. It's horrific, really, when you think about it. All these vulnerable unemployed workers are being penalised by job agencies for effectively nothing. I'll just give you a brief rundown of what's been going on. So in 2013, this was under the previous system, in that financial year, there was about 700,000, or I'd say about a million... Yeah, around about a million penalties were imposed on unemployed workers, which is a lot. Mm. But now, in 2015-16, there's been 2 million penalties has been imposed. So it's just been a complete explosion of penalties. Mm. You know, and if you take that till 2010 there was about 300,000 or so penalties in the financial year. So it's just completely gone out of control, and that's all down to this contract that was built from the ground up by the Abbott government, which really puts a financial incentive on these job agencies to punish people because that gets them the outcomes they need. So there's all these unemployed workers who are just going through this cycle of penalties, and these job agencies aren't doing what they're meant to be doing in administering these penalties. They're not administering them fairly. They're not giving unemployed workers a chance to inform them that they might have had a reasonable excuse, for example. But there are so many red flags throughout this whole industry. It's just a complete punitive mess, and it needs to really be shut down and needs to be investigated because the strain it's putting on the poorest people in our society is shocking.
Hmm. I guess, you know, what's interesting about that is, you know, the Australian Unemployed Union is probably not even that kind of like, you know, not every single unemployed person probably knows. It's probably only a minority of unemployed people know about. And in fact, the fact that you're receiving all these sort of calls and stories tells me that it's even a bigger issue than what you hear from the anecdotally from the calls that you're receiving.
Yeah, it's quite scary that. I think that... Well, that's what we're trying to encourage. We're trying to encourage the government to sort of take an interest in this abuse that's going on, the rampant abuse that's been carried out in the government's name. I mean, the government spends $3 billion per year on these services. That's the disability employment services, which is a complete... that's probably the most egregious forms of abuse go on there because these are people with significant... disabilities who are just being, and let me say just before I carry on that there are some job agencies that, you know, are better than others, but the whole system is geared towards this sort of punitive attitude. And I think there are a lot of job agencies out there who really hate this contract. You know, they don't like being put in this position, and you know, we have sympathies towards some of them because it's just the government has set them up to fail with this contract, and they've got, you know, it doesn't excuse what they do, but it's really put them in this unenvious position where they, in order to make money, which is, you know, that's the name of the game in this industry, they have to, you know, or they're sort of put in a difficult position. And the government has created that system because it wanted to punish unemployed workers. That's really what it comes down to. And because of all these myths existing about unemployed workers being dole bludgers or somehow being responsible for their poverty, it just hasn't been getting any interest in the media. And when you look at the broader picture, which is something that we always come back to, which is just the complete lack of jobs. I mean, there's, going by the ABS statistics, there's 19 job seekers competing for every job vacancy. So the government, instead of using that $3 billion per year to actually create jobs, which would, you know, wouldn't create the jobs that we need, but would certainly go a way to creating some jobs, they've, for unemployed workers, they've just erected this sort of massive
corporate
punitive
bureaucracy
machine.
This
bureaucracy, and it's so big, like you have no idea, like having to get 880,000 people in, you know, every week, every month, or having an appointment to work for the dole system. It's just behemoth. And I don't know why, or I do know why, but I just don't know, you know, why ordinary workers are standing for this sort of treatment of their unemployed brothers and sisters. It's quite horrific.
Yeah, it strikes
me. I think it's because they don't know about it, of course, which is all part of why we're doing this conference. We're trying to lift the lid on this punitive industry.
It strikes me that there's... You've mentioned that these agencies are dealing with a massive number of people, 880,000 people. It strikes me that there's a lot of chaos in administering all of those cases and lining up all of those meetings, and there seems to be these employment agencies can make as many mistakes as they want, but if you're unemployed, there's zero tolerance to make any mistake. Mm. And if you do, that's when you get these breaches and fines. And
you really hit the nail on the head there. There's no consequences for job agencies when they do anything wrong. In fact, you know, from what I've seen, it's kind of like the government's encouraging it, because on, you know, the system as it is now is very, you know, it encourages this sort of punitive behaviour in many instances. Like, there's lots of penalties. Like, you can get a deduction from your Newstart for not showing up to your job agency appointment, and that's a $60 deduction every day. And you can get also the same deduction for what's called inappropriate behaviour if you work for the dole activity, which is completely, you know, it's not defined at all. So there's all these laws that exist, you know, that empower job agencies to fine you. But the government actually want to increase that. That they've been pushing hard recently to give more powers to job agencies for all these new type of penalties where they can fine you in all sorts of different scenarios. So it's like, you know, that's sort of a tacit approval of what's going on. It's saying that, yeah, we know that you guys should be, you know, have more penalties. So we're proposing this, but, you know, I think that's kind of, it's sending a quite a clear message to the industry that this sort of, you know, intimidation and these the fear tactics that they use is encouraged, really. And I think the government really has to be made aware of the effects that this is having on you know, Australia's most vulnerable citizens. And that's the sort of thing the Unemployed Workers Union are going to be working towards.
Okay, I guess we can sort of end around here. I guess sort of any kind of final comments, Owen, that you would like to make on air?
I suppose just about this event on Sunday at 2 p.m. We've got some really great speakers going to be coming. Sue Bolton, your listeners would have a lot of affection for, I imagine. Duncan Storer, who was on the, you know, that it was the guy on Q&A, probably better known as.
Yes.
Who spoke out against that politician.
And attracted the ire of the Herald Scum and the Daily Telegraph for doing
that's
so.
That's right. And yeah, and I think all that is that bashing in the media, you know, it's part of this whole punitive apparatus, really, and it encourages unemployed workers not to fight back. But that's what we need to change. We need to change that culture. We need to say that, you know, yes, it's the government that is to blame for this, and we need to hold them responsible, whereas the government, of course, try to shift blame onto unemployed workers, even though, you know, successive governments have failed to create enough work and have instead created this huge punitive bureaucracy and apparatus to sort of punish them for, you know, for not being able to get a job, which is, you know, it's the government's own fault. And there's some other great speakers as well. Godfrey Mose from the National Union of Workers and Paz Forgione from the Anti-Poverty Network from South Australia. And we've also got some great unemployed workers speaking as well. We're going to have an hour testimony section at the start just to get an idea of what's happening, because I think if Australians knew what was going on and what, you know, unemployed workers are being put through at their job agencies, their whole attitude would shift. And I think they would come on side and they would join us in just demanding, you know, very, very small demand is just unemployed workers are treated with respect and given some dignity in their lives. That's all we're asking for. And currently the government is not allowing that.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Owen, and I will hopefully actually be attending your forum on Sunday unless something comes up. Thank you for being on our program.
Right. Yeah, keep up the good work.
And keep up the great work.
Staunch.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that is Owen Bennett from the Unemployed Workers Union, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union.
All right.